before we go into the little Zafran Toshma and that Megillah with Aleph, but before we do Toshma, not Shachlis and Toshma, let's read the Gemara's Chakira. It's another Sugya. So let's learn the Chakira. What is the Chakira Shchata? It's about Pei Beis on the Beis. We'll learn just a few lines.
What's that, Pei Gimel Amad?
Right, we're going to start officially from that Pei Gimel Amad Aleph.
Okay.
In order to understand what it is, Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, we have to understand the Chakira.
Yes.
Simchas. What is Simchas in the Mishnah? The Mishnah Simchas said that a person's chayav 80 lashes, 2 sets of malchus. What's the case?
Yeah.
A person's shechs, we would give it some terms, 3 generations. 1, 2, and 3. One is the grandfather.
Grandmother.
The grandmother.
Me?
Generation number two is the mother, the child. Yeah. The generation three is going to be the grandchild.
Yes.
So what is the case? The Mishnah person shechs the grandmother.
Yeah.
The grandmother.
Yeah.
Did he do anything wrong? Of course
not.
He then shechs the grandchild.
Yes. Yeah.
Did he do anything wrong? Nothing.
Right.
Nothing wrong. Then he shechs the middle generation number
yes.
two. Number two is both the child of the grandmother
and the mother.
And the mother of the grandchild. So how many sets of malchus is he chayv?
80. Oh, machleikus.
Machleikus. Rabbi didn't say he'll chayv one set of malchus, and then Simchas is he chayv two sets of malchus.
Why only one?
That's really what the Gemara is going to clarify at this moment. In time, the Pashtus is, without even looking at the Gemara, you did one Maisa. If I did one Maisa.
Even though
in that one Maisa, there are many things. Even though he's in Yukash, the most person can swallow a kazayis and he chayv for 5 lavin, 6 lavin, 8 lavin, mechelev, Yom Kippurim. It's all different. They are in a chanam. Yes, very good kasha. When a person he does one aver, why are you only limited to one malchus? He can be chayv many.
Krisus, you have.
But the answer is because this is one avera. This is called oisoy the espinoy.
Yeah.
So even though taka, it's two different sets of oisoy the espinoy.
Yes.
There's set number one, the grandmother and the child,
yeah.
And then it's going to be the mother and the child. But being that it's all part of a package, all part of one loisase,
yeah.
You can't get more than one set of malchus of violating one loisase.
Yeah.
So there are bottom.
How do we pass him?
I don't know. Probably the rabbanon, I would imagine.
Some is very much.
I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Simchas or Simchas?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't even know. So whatever it is, we have over here one malchus, one maisa there. It's all nichol noisa v'yespinoy. According to the rabbi, you only have one set of malchus. According to the simchas, you have two sets of malchus. So along comes the Gemara. The Movia says only about the Rav Yosef. My time to do some. What is simchas? You have two sets of malchus.
What's
that?
What are you learning?
Now that pebeis, pebeis, and we're just doing this as a hakdama to learn the Toshma. This goes on.
Yeah.
So I'm
how many lines from the top and pebeis on the
day? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines.
What's up? Because aval.
Shchata dibra maso the Mishnah. Shchata v'es bas bita. Shchata v'es bas bita v'chulu.
Oh yeah.
So the Gemara here says my time. Simchas says Simchas is going to be chayv two sets of malchus. Now the Gemara says Chakir. Amar le'Abayi Rabbi Yosef. My time does Simchas. Let me give you two possibilities as to why Simchas is so machmir. Why is it chayv two sets of malchus? I give you the
Right
here. Either we say Simchas achal shnei zeis nichel lehonach. Let's go to laws of shav, laws of chaylev. Okay, let's try to compare this to the case of chaylev.
Yeah.
Chaylev is also first it's chayv chorus.
Yeah.
He's two kazaisim. How many sets of malchus is he chayif?
Mm-hmm.
Now they only give him one hasra, they warn him.
The helmechen means
one state of forgetfulness. No hasra, karmachatas.
Oh.
And there's a chela means he forgot.
oh.
He forgot that you're not allowed to eat chaylef.
Yeah, well, hell means.
Helen's
a state. For Hoyland, I mean, he doesn't
want to
eat. It's concealed from this.
Concealed, correct. So you eat breakfast, we go home for breakfast. Oh, there's delicious chaylef on the table. Delicious. You help yourself to a portion. You then go to shul, you daven mincha, with slavos.
Well, you didn't know it was chayav to begin with.
If you didn't know it was chayav to begin with, then it can very well be that you're part of the gamri, because that's called the besasek. You have to know that it's chaylev.
Shayav by Shabbos. You never heard of Shabbos.
You never heard of Shabbos.
You didn't know today was Shabbos. You know this melacha was also in Shabbos.
No, then you talk about it. You never heard of Shabbos, and you don't.
Perek Shvi.
Yeah.
Kol
Klagov, if you never heard of Shabbos altogether, no, then the Gemara is Yipater. You have to know something about Shabbos. You have to at least tell the Gemara says. You can be chayv 39 malachas.
So that's a form of Shaga with Yipater?
How can you be chayv for 39 malachas?
Right,
you have to at least know Tchumin. You have to know there's something called Shabbos Kodesh. If you don't know, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the malachas. If you don't even know one malacha, you forgot every. The Gemara says it's Shaykh to be chayv on Shabbos 39 sets of 39 malachas. How's the shaykh? If you every single malacha,
because
I do not know that this is forbidden on Shabbos, what then do you know about Shabbos? Right, the Gemara says it's possible to be chayef 39 karbonos, to violate
how all,
you do all the 39 malachas.
Oh, yeah, if you do all the 39, yeah.
Questions, if you don't know every single malacha, so what do you know about Shabbos? I never heard of Boyin, I never heard of Sois, I never heard of Zorei, I never heard of Chayresh, I never heard of Tzad. If you never heard of all 39 malachas, so what does Shabbos mean to you? Tight Shabbos. In order to be chayav karban chatos, you have to know there's something in the Torah called Shabbos Kodesh. It's just that I did not know that this malacha is also today.
Correct.
But if you are going to tell me you chayav for all 39 malachas, if you're going to tell me that you chayav for all 39 malachas, which means you did every single avera,
yeah,
you did not know every single malacha. So did you know that? Doesn't that mean that you don't even know what Shabbos is? If you don't know every single malacha, so how do you know that today is Shabbos? How do you know what Shabbos is? Let's take a step back. When are you chayav from doing malacha? I know today is Shabbos. I am aware there's something called Shabbos Kodesh. It's just that I did not know that this particular malacha is awesome.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But if I don't even know anything about Shabbos, not even one malacha about Shabbos, what does that basically mean? You don't know what Shabbos is.
So, and what category does he fit in?
You're potter from a carbon. You don't know. You're too ignorant to be chayef of a carbon.
Even though he knows Shabbos.
What do you know about Shabbos? We're going off topic.
Okay, I understand.
Over here, Amalei pei beis nabeis. It's in the Amalei b'alei rabeis. In my time of this sumchis, you chayef two sets of malkois. The Gemara says, because of a simchus, so here's the dilemma. The word has a chakira. A little bit rough, you look on the letter Aleph is the simchus. Misbar kosav. He adds a few words in to make it misbar kosav. Do we say misbar? Do we say, this is one side in the chakira. Simchus holds, ochal shnei zeisli chel b'helabach. The person needs two pieces of chel in one state of forgetfulness. Chayiv shtei chatois. You chayiv two karbonos. So since you have done so even though you only it's one loisase, do not eat chaylev. For each kezayis of chaylev that you eat, there's another carbon chatas.
Yeah.
Here, when you shechted this middle generation, how many violations have you committed? Two. You've shechted the child of a mother and the mother of a child.
Ah, but it was only one act.
Right, it's completely.
So that's the reason why that's the reason it's a machlekes.
Maybe it's a chilek that's not mechalek. Just like in echetim. So you're right that when you need two pieces of chilek, it's at least two maisa, maybe it's one maisa, but the bottom line is, but what's the more important significant fact? Chilek is one loisase. The Torah says, do not eat chilek. The person ate two Zaysim of Chaylev in one frame of mind. Yet Yechayev too? It's a Chiddush.
Interesting. Malkus, when the how do you call it? Edom Zamim, right?
Yeah.
Lechayev should get two sets Zayim of Malkus.
Why?
Kasha Zamim?
One second. Against one person.
Lysana is alive, and what's the name of Kasha?
Lysana.
Kasha Zamim to fulfill the mitzvah of Kasha Zamim as his last love of.
That's from the basic. Let's go one at a time.
Okay.
You have two chatois. That's talking the halacha. So what then do we need sumchus to teach us halacha all in the mesechta cholin? From all of the mesechtas that deal with the laws of chayve krasis.
Yeah.
And how many are going to be chayve? He first had to tell us this halacha in mesechta cholin when it comes to halacha of oisav yesbenoi. Tell us this halacha in the classic, in Hilcha Shabbos. Be very satisfied. It tells halacha when it comes to chaylev. Chaylev.
Yeah.
Chaylev is a classic halacha. Why is Simchus waking up and telling us this halacha here, Mesech the Chulu, when it comes to Oysa the Espinoy? And it's not even coming out, so let's not say. Yeah?
Who says he's waking up here? He's just saying what he would hold.
No, the Gemara, he never said it. Simchus never ever taught us this halacha.
He taught us by chaylev.
Anywhere. So this is going to be his debut. His debut, his day in the sun, where he's going to be Megala, the Sisrei Torah, that if a person eats two Zeisei Chela, the Helenach Yechayiv too, and the Nafkamina is going to be there when it comes to Oysai V'es Benoi, Yeshacht an animal, and this animal happens to be the child of a mother, and the mother of a child, Yechayiv Tus Samalkas, his debut, why did he need to wait until Mesech
the
Chulin?
Unbelievable case.
That's exactly what the Gemara says. Excellent. Uvidin, who you are correct. The truth be told, the lashmi inan be olma. he should have taught this halacha be'olma, what do you mean be'olma? In general. Out there in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Kesos, in a more relevant Masechta. V'hai, they call Mashmalon, but why did he wake up and wait until this halacha over here?
Rashi says,
let him tell us in the case where it's not Gufim B'chalakim.
Then you can take out from there, you can extrapolate from there, obviously.
The Gemara is saying not. The Gemara is saying, Pumfakert, read the Gemara.
Pumfakert.
V'hai, they call Mashmalon, but why did he wake up over here? L'hadiachal koichon drabanon.
Oh, you wake up here.
Not koichon, right,
right.
Abad, the kol shiken.
Right.
Wouldn't even wake up,
why did Sumchis tell us this principle in Masech Tuchulin by Oysa V'yes Benoi? It's not your classic case. The classic case was Sumchas that teaches the halach, the Yechayev. If every kezayis, Yechayev, a separate carbon,
yeah.
A separate loisas, a malkos, a carbon, it should be taught in a more classic setting, not in the sugya of Oysa V'yesmina.
Please define classic. Classic, as Rashi says.
Chaylev.
The ain't goofy mechalokim.
Exactly.
No. Those haste, as Rashi says it. Rashi Nevaal, mehecha, the ain't goofy mechalokim, v'mishnei zeisi chaylev. That's the classic. And Kol Shekain, if it's Gufa Mechalakim, he would hold that Yerichayim.
Okay, fine. Tell us in the case of eating two Kizesim of Chalef.
It's a major
you're
kiddush.
One person, you're doing one Avera, eating Chalef. And why then did he tell us the answers? You're right, he really should have taught us Allah when it comes to Chalef. And why over here, L'haydiach HaKoychon D'Rabbanon, to teach you that the Rabbanon, they disagree. Now, why over here would we think the Rabbanon should agree to Sumchus in this case? The Af al Gav, the Gufan Michulakin. Here it's much worse. Here, in order to be Chai for Oysov Yespino, you need a partner. This animal must have a mother. This animal must have a child. So this animal has both. This animal has a mother and has a child.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's much more reason why the Rabbanon would agree to Sumchais, that you should be chayiv two sets of malchus. Because this one animal, it has a mother. I'm chayiv malchus for the mother. Yeah. I'm chayiv malchus for the child.
Right.
So therefore, maybe you would say that even though the Rabbanan generally, if a person needs two pieces of chaylev, he's only, the Rabbanan, you know, you only chayiv one set of malchus, that's because it's just you and the chaylev. It's you and Hashem.
What is Sumchais kid? Tell us,
Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Mishnayos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Chiddush of Sumchas. So why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh wait
for this?
Right, that even though here it's much worse than the case of Chaylev. Because Chaylev is just you. It's the Zil Bezach. There is no difference if I eat one piece of Chaylev, if I eat two pieces of Chaylev. It's me and the chaylev. This chaylev, the piece number two, is identical to piece number one.
Yeah.
But here it's not identical. Here, when I shech this one animal represents two different worlds. It represents, it's a child of a mother, and it's the mother of a child. So it's two different worlds.
The grandmother and the granddaughter. Yeah, I mean,
there are elements of each thing that make it more
unique.
But there's elements to make it more lenient and more elements to make it more.
What makes it more lenient? That it's one ma'isis. One ma'isis. So obviously the Gemara holds the ma'isis insignificant because since it's behilim echad, when a person does something in one state of forgetfulness, it doesn't make a difference if you do it one time, you do it 20 times. If in your frame of mind, I don't know that it's forbidden, it doesn't matter if you do it 100 times. It's considered to be one ma'isa. And yet, Sumchis says...
So that means according to Rabbanim...
Rabbanim holds you always chayiv once. Only because, one ma'isa say.
Because if he's in a state of forgetfulness, it doesn't make a difference how many... Oh, exactly. But let's say we knew he's amazing.
Then
he doesn't
he's chayiv every
even
single
according to Rabbanim?
Of course,
maybe the Rabbanim hold over here, the Apigab, the Gufim HaChalokim, since it's ma'isa echad, that's why. But Enochanami, other places... where it's not Ma'isecha, but it's Gufa Mechalakim, they would attack a hold that you chayiv too.
So, no, let me refine your question. What would the Rabbanan say in the case when you shecht, you have in front of you four animals? Okay, this is the question, this is what your question really is. You have in front of you four animals. Mother, child. I want to give you two scenarios. Mother, child. I shecht mother. So far, so good, right? And then I, in one helam, in one state of forgetfulness, Rabbanon?
Yeah.
No, you would not. You know why not? No, you would not. Because it's the same aveir. It's like eating two pieces of chaylev. Two pieces of chaylev is also guf mechulakim. When you say a guf, you don't need a physical guf. Guf mechulakim means a naya din. It's a different din.
Well, that's what
a guf means.
By shnei zeis chaylev, it's not considered guf mechulakim.
What do you mean? Shnei zeis chaylev. Are they two physical pieces of chaylev?
That's not guf mechulakim.
Why not? Why not? It's one avera. It's the zel baver. A guf does not mean physical guf. Guf means a halacha concept.
Yeah.
If I have two pieces of chaylev, what do I want to say? There's no one disagrees with this.
I guess the question would also be if they had asra before each one.
You're going too fast. Let's discuss. If I have in front of me two pieces of chaylev, physically, are they two different gufim physically? Hello? Physically. Yes. Are they two different? Yes. Yep. In conceptually, in concept, in halacha, are they exactly the same?
Yep.
So that's called one guf. Even though I have two pieces of chaylev, physically different, but since it's one prohibition, it's one iser, I eat two pieces, that it's called one guf.
Oh, by the way, he was right. If he doesn't amaze intentionally, he needs a double asra. Another asra when he eats the second.
So let's
say
they give him asra once. They give him asra once.
And then he eats the second one.
And they give him asra once on chaylev. Let's say, go back chaylev.
Right, yeah.
How many times did he see chayev kars?
Once.
No, twice. Twice. Ain the chayl of musik shall guf mechulakim. Why not? Shain bechlal ze ele gufim chayim shall bnei adam ubali chayim. We're a oil lakamon perigimel aleph har zain. Okay, you're going into footnotes. And the footnotes over here, he's selecting from Shigas Harishainim. I want to go to Mahalach. He's saying a whole night in, He's saying complicated things over here. Okay, I love the art school. I told you, you can label me art school.
That's a well known discussion.
I don't want to go with Mahalach now. I want to go with
the Rishonim. What does the Rishonim say? That
the Gufim is only one of the living creatures, not by inanimate objects. I don't want to go with Mahalach. I want to go with the Mahalach, a much more still Mahalach.
Chalif.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Behelimechot, Shalay Noida
Lai. It doesn't say, it doesn't say anything.
Yeah, let him tell us Ba'alma. Hechot, the Ein Guf Mechalokim. He's not coming to Fatah.
Kigoin.
Everyone agrees. Bishnei Zay Say Chelav. It's one Guf. Your footnote is telling me why it's not called a Guf. Because the principle of Guf, tell me, Long Shavart.
You're asking me now questions.
You didn't even let me say the question. You don't even know what I want to say.
I know, yeah.
I just want to define.
Now we did Helam Achas. Wait.
Rashi is not telling you or giving you a taich and what it means, Gumachlokim. You quote me a footnote. I don't know what it means to have a taich, Gumachlokim. You don't have to go so far. Let's stay on the page. Very, very simple. Everyone agrees. If you eat two pieces of chaylev, according to the Rabbanan, and you're warned, how many malchus do you get?
One.
Oh, but it's two physical pieces of chaylev. It's two physical pieces.
Yeah,
piece number one has the flavor of raspberry, and piece number two tastes like peppermint. They're two different flavors.
Maybe.
So why? This one loisase. Don't eat chaylev. Don't divide. There's one prohibition, right? There's only one. It's a zel bezach. When you're doing number one, you're doing exactly the same thing. So what? Doesn't make a difference. Just because you're doing, even though it's one guf, you chayev for each kezayis or kezayis. Okay, now let's go now to Oysa v'yasminohoi.
The three.
No, wait, that's not even cool. Let me make it very simple.
Let's go to the case.
I don't want to go there. Hold off. Give me a second. Yeah. Give me a chance here, please. Let's go to regular Oysa v'yasminohoi. I have Oysa v'yasminohoi. There are two possible ways I can be over on the Aveira. I can shech the mother first, and then shech the child. Or I can shech the child, and then shech the mother.
Right.
Two very different ways. It's not the same Aveira. I can shech, there are two possible ways to shech, to divide the Aveira. If I shech the mother, I didn't do an Aveira. Did nothing wrong. Now, when I shech the child, the world came to an end. Or, I can shech the child, and then, when I shocked the mother, then I did the Aveira.
No, it's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. That's what I want to say is called Shnei Gufim. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That's the difference between Oysa v'yasminoi and Chelef. Chalef, it's the same exact Aveira. There's no way you can break it up. I eat Chalef number one, Chalef number two. No matter how you look at it, you've done exactly the same exact thing. That's called one gof. When it comes to Oysa V'yespinoi, oh, wait a minute. I can do one Maisa, I'm Potter. I can do another, then if I do it in the wrong way, then I'm Chayef. It's a complicated Aveira.
So you're saying the Africa of the Gufim Mechalokim is Patri Rabbanon.
Yes.
That's the Gufim Mechalokim.
Where it's one Guf. It's when do the Rabbanon say you two pieces of Chalef? You're going to be, you two pieces of Chalef, you're going to be Chalef only one.
But over here with the grandmother.
But over here. One, two, three. Wait, now, so I want to make an Afkamina for you. Let's take out the grandmother case. Let's discuss a more complicated case. Make an Afkamina for you. Lunch an Afkamina for you. I have for me for two sets of mother and child.
Yeah.
Mother, child. Okay? Aishach, mother. Am I good so far? Right? Mother. And when you have here. Now Aishach, Rabbanon. I give you one Asra and one Helam. Child. Rabbanon. How many loisaseis are you chayiv? How many malkois will this person get? According to Rabbanon.
Number one.
One.
Yeah. Because it's one Helam.
Exactly. Exactly. It's only one goof. It's a Zelbazach. Mother, Aishach, mother.
We have to define.
What makes it one goof?
Shemus Mechalakim and goof Mechalakim. Sounds like you're throwing it into the equation of a Shemus.
Hear me.
Shemus Mechalakim and goof Mechalakim.
Hear me all the way through. Mother, two sets. Mother, child. Aishach, mother. Now Aishach, child.
Right.
I've done exactly the same thing.
We need a graphic.
This is like eating two. Hear me through. Give me one moment. Just give me one moment, please. It's like eating chalef. Okay, now I want to make a variation of the case. According to the Rabbanon, two sets, mother, child. Aishach, the mother of set number one, and the child of set number two. Okay?
Wait,
I didn't do anything yet. Am I good so far?
Yeah.
Different case.
Now, the Rabbanon now.
Yes.
Aishach, the child of number one.
Right.
And the mother of number two.
Where does it say what you're saying?
Oh, so now, this is the dilemma, even though the case of the Mishnah is a Lamdusha case, the problem, the case of the Mishnah, we have a grandmother and a grandchild, and now it's just one body, and in that one body you can have two Averos. The Gemara may just condense the case that I told you into a more complicated case. But the exact same lundus is present in the case that I just presented to you, where there are four animals.
I don't agree.
You don't agree?
No. Why not? Because there, for sure, it's two different gofim. It makes no difference if you shech the mother or the child.
Basically, you're trying to blend in that case with the case of our Mishnah of grandmother. Yeah. That's what you're trying to do. In essence.
That's correct. But that case is even better. Why is that case better? It's the most simplistic.
Because
there it's two bodies. Here it's one body, one maisa.
Right.
The reason why the Mishnah. It's a bigger chiddush in Sumchas. That Sumchas holds that since in this one animal, in one single maisa,
he could care less.
It's the ultimate chiddush in Sumchas.
He could care less. He already made it. His chiddush is by Shnei Zaysim. If he holds by Shnei Zaysim, that there's no Kufim Mechalakim, certainly over here, Kol Shekem, Ben Benishel Kavachemma, over here he wouldn't hold. They would hold over here that he's chayv two malakas.
No. You know why not? Because there at least you ate twice. I had breakfast and had lunch.
Over here also did twice.
No, you didn't.
According to what you're saying.
You did one ma'aser shechita.
But not according to the case you just said.
Right. That's why the Gemara Bedafko did not pick the case that I gave you. Because that's too simplistic for Sumchas. It's too simplistic.
So you're saying according to Sumchas,
one ma'isa. Maybe in this case, Sumchas would agree. The only Michaev once in a Malkus.
What makes it one ma'isa? Just because it's a mother child each time? If it was a child mother and mother child, that makes
they're
it
different. That's what I'm telling you. It means
gufim
mechulakim. Gufim mechulakim means gufim mechulakim does not mean bodies, because you see that Sumchas says that the physical differences make nothing. A piece of chaylev, according to Sumchas, is meaningless. I eat one piece, another piece. Sumchas says, Yechayev two. Yechayev two sets of malchus. The Rabbanan say Yechayev one set of malchus. So now.
So why does the Gemara say, L'haydiach ha'kaychen de Sumchas?
In this case?
Yeah.
Ah. Why? No, because in this case, why don't we say
if you tell me it's a Vilde Chiddush, you're going to some
it's case. Not a Vilde Chiddush.
You're just not telling me.
Let's see inside. You let's see. Point? No, I think it's not as significant. I think it's not. It's not that. Let's see inside. One more time, very quickly. One more time, we'll go tomorrow. My time, it could be all this list that we are discussing. If you go through all the more than three or four cases, if you go through all three or four cases in each one of these examples, you're going to be able to bring in all the lumbas and the cult talk fight.
What happened to the hakir that we were trying to?
Let's do one more time. My time, this is the similar video you shech the number two. You have 82. What's the lumbas? Do we say? That's the lumnus. And therefore, here as well, when I shecht number two, it's number one, it's going to be the child of a mother, the mother of a child. And that's why I'm chayiv two. And if that's the lumnus, the real, the truth, we should have taught this halacha, not here, mesechta chulin. We should have taught this halacha where?
Maybe.
In mesechta Shabbos. Or mesechta kreisos. In the more basic halacha. We have to talk about oisov yesbenoi. Teach the halacha when it comes to eating chalev. Teach the halacha when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. Why are you teaching this halacha when it comes to Masech Tehulin?
You mean this should have been written somewhere where?
Somewhere else, more
for example,
mainstream.
Where?
In Hilcha Shabbos.
Hilcha Shabbos? Why Hilcha Shabbos?
Because there the Gemara, there's the main sugyas. There's the main sugyas of how many chayve kreisos a person is chayve when he does multiple averus.
Oh, I see.
The major sugyas of how many times can a person be chayve for doing one maisa, how many malachas, how many chatois is he chayve is all the Masechta Shabbos. Or Masechta Kreisos. Masechta Kreisos coming up. We have a couple of Masechtas down the line. Masechta Kreisos. They also, the Gemara talks about these sugyas of how you do one avera. How many times can you chayiv karis for doing one maisa? Masechta Chulin. That's not our topic of discussion. To talk about how many times you can be chayiv when you do one maisa. I shech generation number two, and for generation number two, Simcha says Machayev two sets of Malchus. What is doing here?
In crisis, for sure not, because crisis talks about here. You're not karis, only Malchus.
But it applies across the board. It, the Allah of, it's all the same. It
many,
doesn't
many,
make
many
a difference. Does, well, you have Malchus, you have two sets of Malchus, have two sets of Karavs, it's all the same. The question is, how many Chiyuvim is the
Lord's
Chiyuvim?
Why is he
Chiyuv
80 according to Chachamim?
Doesn't say chayv 80.
It does.
Remember,
what are you talking about?
First line in the Mishnah. Shachat para v'achach shnei boneo.
Shnei boneo. That's a different case.
Why?
Because
what you're saying.
Two creatures. Each creature relates to its mother separately.
What does it matter to the creatures? You're just telling me that it has nothing to do with the creatures. It has to do with the mother-child.
The mother-child.
So
each
shouldn't
child.
Be chayv 80 according to Chachamim. It should be chayv 40 according to
No. That's a Xeris HaKos. That I think the Morgan is a Joshua. We have a Joshua. Why each child is separate? No. Each child is separate. I hear the question. I will figure out the answer. Don't confuse me with the facts. Let's get to the lumbus. Let's get to the lumbus. Kosova Sumchas. Ochal Shnei Zeisichabel Mechachai Vashnechatois. So the Morgan says, you know something? This does not belong here. Mesech Techulin.
Yeah.
Do you know why it was so Mesech Techulin? V'din hu delashminim be'olma. We should teach us somewhere else.
Yeah.
Why then do we teach us? Not because of Sumchas, because of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold, in this case, you still have one set of Malchus.
Right.
And I'm telling you, what's the lumbus? The lumbus is because this is unique. Why is it unique? Because there are two ways you can be over the lois sase.
Right.
You can be over the lois sase from the perspective of the mother,
right.
Or you can be over the lois sase from the perspective of the child.
Right.
Either or. And here, when you're doing one maisa, maybe the rabbanon will come around to agree to sumchas that you should have two sets of malchus. This is not your typical case of chalef. When it comes to chalef, there's only one way to be over on chalef. When it comes to oisav yesmino, you can be over either mitzad ha'ein, either mitzad ha'ben.
Right.
So here, when you're doing one maisa, and in that one maisa, you're in violation of the ein, and in violation of the ben, you should be chayef too. Maybe the rabbanon will agree to sumchas in this mishnah. So therefore, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh would not teach the Machlekes Chacham and Sumchas in Masech Techulin by Oysov Yesmino, we would be misled to believe that there is no Machlekes in Masech Techulin. Everyone agrees to Sumchas, Yechayev 80. Because there's an element of Avera when you shech this animal mitzad, and there's an element of Avera when you shech this animal, the same animal mitzad, the ben.
Right.
So Yechayev 2. It makes sense. That's
the
not
band that's a mother of the child.
This is the middle generation. You have a grandmother and the grandchild.
Yeah.
So when you're shechting the middle generation, you're violating the halacha from two generations. From the previous generation, the next generation.
Right.
So maybe here the Rabbanim will agree you're going to be chayiv two sets of malkos, because really it's two averos wrapped up in one.
So that's why.
What does it mean guva mechulakim? It doesn't mean like you tell me in the Mishnah two children. It means over here much more fundamental that it's two different elements, two different dimensions of the halacha. Patri Rabbanon. And therefore, Avgav, the Chiddush says, Avgav, the Guf Mechulakim, is still Patri Rabbanan. Is that the Lamdus of Sumchis? Okay, or Dilma, maybe the Lamdus of Sumchis is Azoi. Because Sava Sumchis, Ochash, Nezis, Chiddush, Lamechot, in Chayv Elechas. You only really Chayv one, that's the Emes. We eat two pieces of Chaylev, you only Chayv one, like we, like the Rabbanan.
It's the Guf Mechulakim.
Oh, Gazak, there's only one Guf. Vahacha, Hainu, Taimu, the reason why we're here, the Simchis, you're going to be Chayv two, Hoyle, the Guf and Mechulakim. Here it's unique. The Chiddush here is a Chiddush Guva. It's exactly what you wanted to say. Exactly the longest, the Chiddush of Masechta Chulin is a Chiddush in Sumchis. There, Taka Sumchis holds only Chayiv one. And the reason why it's not a Chiddush in the Rabbanon, it's a Chiddush in Sumchis. That is the dilemma. The Gemara, one, two. Now we go to three. We go to Toshma number three. Pegel and Aleph. Toshma, Ochal, Git Hanoshe. Toshma, now we're going to Dav. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. 5 lines from the top, Toshma. Got it?
Yeah.
Toshma, Ochal, Shne Gidim, Shne Girecha. You see two different Gidim from two different animals. The Git Hanoshe, Eloi Sase, from two different animals. So what does it say in the word? Say, Soifek Shemoinim. Two animals, you get two sets of malchus. Rabbi Yehuda, Emer Eina Sefik El Arminu, you get one set of malchus. Hey Chidon, what's the Pshan Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say you get 80? My high, what's going on over here? Hey Chidon, Elim, the Bezachat, you went after the other, and they warn, like you told me in the beginning, they give you a Hashra between one and the other, you know, you do not have to do, and they warn you again. Then how can possibly Rabbi Yehuda hold only when Chai one malchus? Rabbi Yehuda, Adama, Abar, Vesuloi? Cannot be. It was one state, one frame of mind. It's two pieces. Man Tanakama, and what do the Rabbanon say? How many Malkos? Two. So who the Rabbanon say Chayiv two? Who could be the Rabbanon? The only solution is to say it's Sumchos. The Rabbanon is Sumchos in disguise. Today is Purim Katan. A Purim Katan, you masquerade.
And where do we find footage that Sumchos holds?
That's the dilemma. That's the dilemma we have in the Mishnah. Sumchis says 80.
Yeah.
It says by the city of Oysov Yes Binoy, the only place where Sumchis Megala himself.
Oh.
Put him Katan, yeah?
This is the Mishnah?
The Mishnah. Sumchis, the only place says 80. So we have a Chakira. Is the Pshat that Sumchis holds B'chol HaTorah Kula? It's 80.
Why do we say a whole time of Sumchis? It's real remember, a Remeir's member. Okay.
The Mishnah says Sumchis. It says his name.
In the name of Meir.
Sumchis oimer mishum, you're right. Oimer mishum
mishum.
So therefore we have here Sumchis, and Sumchis, so we have a Chaki. What's the pshat in Sumchis? Is it be'emes, Sumchis take a hold this b'chol HaTorah Kula?
Mm-hmm.
Or no?
Mm-hmm.
B'chol HaTorah Kula, Sumchis only chayiv once in a Malkus.
Yeah.
What over here is different.
Right.
Why Gufa Mechulokin?
Yeah,
I told you, mother, child. Follow my lead.
No, over here by the Shnei Gidim. What would you call by Shnei Gidim?
Oh, so obviously, now here you can't go tell me it's Guf Mechulakim. It's not Guf Mechulakim.
Exactly.
Because over here it's the Zel Bazach.
It's like Chad Shnei Zaysin.
Oh, so it must then be we answer the Chakira. The only way this can possibly make sense is to say that this is Sumchis, and that ends our dilemma, that Sumchis be'emes holds when we eat two pieces.
Even though it's not Guf Mechulakim.
Guf Mechulakim Michayev twice, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Mesech Techulin, is the Chiddush in the Rabbanon. Not in Sumchis.
Even though it is Guf Mechulakim, it's only Arboim.
Only Arboim. We've answered our dilemma.
The Chiddush of the Rabbanon, that what? That if
even
that,
though it's Guf Mechulakim, you still only Chayev one set of Malkos.
Yeah.
Even though the animal is a child of a mother and a mother of a child, you only Chayev 40 Malkos, not more. So
where do you have the Chachamim here? I'm sorry. Where do you have them in the Mishnah?
The Mishnah, that's Gid Anoshe.
No, I'm talking about
the Farish.
It says,
so if you get Shchar Boyin, that's the Rabbanon.
Where
40.
Was this? Where?
3 lines from the bottom. Shchata. The grandmother.
Yeah.
Vyes Bas Bita. The grandchild.
Oh, so it was a bomb.
Rabban, 40.
Except without a name, the Tanakh.
But how could, but it's Shguv Mechulakim? Ain't a chinami. There's the Chiddush of the Rabbanon. Even though it's Shguv Mechulakim, it's a double perspective. Mother, as a child of a mother.
And that's the reason why it belongs, there's the reason Rabbi Yudah not mentioned Rabbi Simcha's here.
Is not because Spanish, so much he can say Mechol Torah Kula.
Yeah.
But the Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon here are going to hold you only one Malchus, not two Malchus.
Right.
Why? Because
not even. Here they get the,
even here, the Rabbanon say only one Natu. Don't be misled.
Oh, I see.
To think that since Givin Chulak, we should be Chayiv too. Even the Rabbanon knows only one.
Okay.
So answer the dilemma. There's no other way out. Right. Gir Anoshe is only, it's not Givin Chulak in Gir Anoshe. Right. Gir Anoshe is only same one Avera. Same Avera. There's no difference. So therefore, and yet what does the Tanakhama say? Tanakhama says Yechayiv too. Yechayiv two sets of Malkias.
Yeah.
So who is the only one in the world that would ever say such a thing?
Simchas.
But we had a dilemma. Maybe Simchas only says halacha when it's Guvim Mechulakim. Here it's not Guvim Mechulakim.
Right.
It has to be that Simchas holds you get two Malkias even when it's not Guvim Mechulakim.
Like Chaylev.
Exactly.
Yeah. Has a chel. Exactly. That was our dilemma. Mm-hmm. Our dilemma was: does he say it by chel? Does he not say it by chelif?
It's very interesting how the Gemara. Simchas is constantly mentioned, which it's not even his memory. It's Rameir's shita.
And it's not clear what he holds. We have to figure out what he holds.
It's Rameir's shita.
So therefore, okay, it's going. They gave him asra. You know, don't do the two to give him avera.
Twice he had asra,
and then they give him asra nochma. It doesn't nochma. So he chayev twice. Pasha, he chayev twice. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda only chayev malchus once. What? Yeah. How could Rabbi Yehuda possibly say only chayev malchus only once?
That's the asra.
Oh, the government by the time Rabbi Yehuda going with him the less be kazayis. So what is no kazayis? Which of the words are never kazayis? Rashi.
None of them had kazayis. Only one of them had kazayis.
Only one of them.
The first one,
only
let's
one
say.
Or the second, doesn't say. Rashi says,
Bekama
Bebasra. What's the, also, why didn't you chayiv for the, why didn't you not chayiv? The machlekes says this is a barrier. Even though it's less than a kezayis, it's a dover sholem. It's a dover sholem. A gid. So that's the machlekes. According to the Rabbanon, you chayiv on a gid hanoshe, even if it is not a kezayis.
Very, that's the reason why when you eat grapes, since less than a kezayis.
A full grape.
Are those shita that hold that?
We pass like that? One full grape?
We're chayshish. That's what we're eating.
The last lake is Zayas. Tanya, Achol, Vimma, Zayas, Tanakam, the Rabbon, and Sechayev. That's like a two Malkas. Each one Yechayev. Remember, Adshe, Yehbo, Kezayas. Okay, next.
That's the reason Rabbon
is. So there's no Raya. Okay, so we did the Hakira.
One second. No Achlata, that what?
No Achlata, because then we can have no Raya. Because the MS, you can say that Sumchas, the MS holds that you get. Only one set of Malkos. Only what we need two pieces of Chelev.
Yeah.
Only one set of Malkos.
Okay, so therefore.
And hereby, Oysel V'Yesel is the exception. Why is it the exception?
I see what you're saying.
It's Shnei Gufin.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What is it Shnei Gufin? You want to say your pshat?
Two elements.
You want to say your pshat in the art scroll? Because on the hate. I'm telling you, there was a pshat.
That's the reason why it says it.
I'm telling you.
Two elements.
Many,
so a child of a mother, child of a mother, right?
But
exactly.
That say that a barrier,
okay.
Is considered as a
fighter. Four times a year, how you have to be moidia him. What do you have to be moidia? Imoy macharti lishchad. You're selling a child to a moich. A guy comes into your butcher store, into your store.
To the second person, you.
Second person, exactly. The second person walks in and says, I want to buy an animal. Oh, here's a very nice animal. Here, it's $100. Take it. Oh, by the way, I sold the mother today. Oh,
You have to
be modia. You're mechuyev. And that means, uh-oh.
Well, the other way, vice versa.
You tell or you tell the other way around. Or beat mechayti lishchayt. What are the 4 days a year? Because only 4 days a year do you have to suspect that the person who bought the other animal is going to shecht it
hayoim
today.
Both of them, yeah.
Erev yom tov acharon shel chog.
Shmini atzeres.
Hayshana rabba. On Hayshana rabba, after you take the Hayshanis, the oiskev after Hayshanis, you put it on the Kodesh, then you have to go and you go to the butcher store, you got to go tell them. Acharon shel chag. The Erev yom tov yishol pesach. Erev Pesach, Chagiga, Erev Pesach, the first day of Pesach, when you're eating the Korban Pesach, yeah. You have to Ala Soiva. Ala Soiva. The Erev Atzeres before Shavuos. The Erev Rosh Hashanah, you see, there's a very big Erev Hashanah, it's a very big Yantif.
The head of the sheep.
The Erev Hashanah is a very big Yantif.
Yeah, but what about Erev Sukkos?
No,
they
no.
Talk about that, they talk about that.
Not Erev Sukkos, Erev Sukkos, not so busy. You're busy when you live in Yesrog.
That's what they say.
You're busy inspecting with your loop.
And not everybody has time to go Shech.
That's right. You're busy with the Sukkah decorations and the loop. To look at the blemishes in the Esrei.
They're busy making the loops for the lulav.
They're busy. The Erev Reish Hashanah, Uchadiv Reb Yosi Aglili, and what about Yom Kippur? What about Yom Kippur? Yeah, like so the Machlokes. Uchadiv Reb Yosi Erev Yom HaKippurim. You see everything in Hashanah about this? Today is Kippurim. It's like Purim. Because Yom Kippur Katan.
What's that? Today is today.
Yidalid. Hayoim.
What's that? Tonight is Yom Kippur Katan. Yes.
That's so right. Playing the Megillah tonight.
So tomorrow there's no Tachlan.
Do tachlan tonight. Do tachlan tonight. Tomorrow, before you daven mincha, do not forget to give a klap and say, "Do not forget to give a klap and say, Rabbi, do not forget we have been knocking."
I know somebody does that. Hey.
Okay.
Well, did
so,
you say tachlan today for mincha?
No, we never say tachlan.
You never say
never.
Well, they only make a klap
Sunday,
here.
Sunday and Friday morning also no tachlan.
It lines up to be a spinka chosid.
We make a very machbet to give a klap here every shchedesh to give a klap. Rabbi, there's no tachlan today.
In the morning, you come Monday and Thursday, you have a good chance to get a mitzvah aliyah.
Eileen,
get a prize.
Oh, yeah, Eileen,
you win here. No, yeah.
Maybe Tuesday, Wednesday.
I have a responsibility.
Maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. For where are you? Like, where?
Youngest.
IJ. IJ.
Shabbos also. Eileen.
No, it's Monday and Thursday.
Just Monday, Thursday. Shabbos also. They need Eileen's. And the Efrav Chidur Yisag Lili Be'er
after Erev Yom Kippur.
Where Begol? I'm going to be Begol. Only in Galil. Only in the Galil. In the Galil. In the Galil. In Galus. Not well. Galil. No, Galil means a part of the region. Eretz Yisrael. Galil. Why? Minog, they had a different approach. See, I don't know. Was Rashi going to say something over here? Why in Galil only? I don't know why. I don't know why. But
after
yes, there is, but not in this meat. I think it's a halacha. You're not supposed to eat meat. You know that?
Fish, and dairy.
Meat. You're not supposed to eat meat. Erev Yom Kippur. The Sudim of Sekes.
You know what? Yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to eat.
When I talk about Sudim of Sekes. Yeah.
What? So I was saying during the morning of the day. Af erev yoyim hakipurim bagolil, there the minig was to eat, they shechted a lot of meat. Okay, our minig is bedavka not eat meat, you only eat chicken. You don't eat meat erev yom kippur. What's the reason? I don't remember
no,
the reason.
No, I'll tell you why. Fast. No, it's marbazim.
That's why.
Yeah, that's a meat. Fish, eggs also, it says. Also
meat is not good. Yeah. Meat is not good for fish.
Is only by behemoth?
Yes. Yes, only though, the chayos. Chayos also. Behemoth and chayos.
Chayos. Not by chicken, are you saying?
Not by chicken, no. No such thing.
Chayos?
Chayos, yes. The Mishnah, the Yerusha Mishnah. A chayin, I only see them more. Behemah was the sugya. Chayin bechlal behemah. Behemah bechlal chayin. That was the Ershah sugya.
Not the birds,
not the fish.
And Oysas Benai is even a fire by chayin as well.
An ayol, utsviva ayol. A deer. Yeah. A deer is a gazelle.
What's that? Ayol is a kid?
Ayol. Ayol is a gazelle. A gazelle. It's a chayin. Yeah, it's an ayil and an ayol.
Yeah.
Vaita. So vaita,
so not everybody agrees with Rabbi Yosef Glibli.
Right, machlokes when it comes to Erev Pesach, machlokes. Rabbi Yosef Glibli.
Oh,
Rabbi Yosef Glibli. Bezman shein lo revach. Avol yesh. When do we say this rule? When there is no when you have to be inform him shein lo revach, which means that you sold the mother today. Sold the mother today. Therefore, I want to warn you: do not shech the baby because I sold the mother today. But let's say Avol Yesh. Let's say I sold the mother yesterday.
Right.
So Luchar, you can assume if even though I sold the mother yesterday, why would a person want to buy yesterday to buy to shech it today? If today is erev yontav achron shel chag, right? Today's erev shmini atzeres, and I sold fellow across the street the mother yesterday. So yeah. Why did he buy it yesterday?
Maybe it
obviously
cheaper.
He wants to go and shechta today. Yeah. And therefore, when I sell you today the child, I should be mechuyev to warn you.
Yeah. So why aren't you?
No, you're not.
Why?
Because you can be toile, that is, since he bought it yesterday, yes.
You already shechted.
He already shechted. You can be toile. What you do not know in halacha is good for you.
So what do you mean as much emily revach?
There's no space. There's no time. Revach v'had solai l'amo l'ayudim l'okamachar.
It's mamish.
There's a remozim galore. Look what's going on over here. There's so many remozim. Erev yoyim ha-kipurim. And then it says revach. Revach v'had solai l'amo l'ayudim l'okamachar.
So emily revach means that day.
So I don't understand. If in the middle of the year he sells the mother and
even today. Even the mother and the child bo bayom.
You don't have to say anything.
Garnished. Because you don't have to assume. You do not have to assume. A guy walks into your shop and you sell him the mother, he's going to sell it today. When will he sell it? Well, we'll shach it tomorrow, the next day, next week, 2 weeks, who knows? And then the guy comes, next guy walks, I want to buy the child. Because don't they buy it? I have to tell each other? Of course not. I don't have to assume, b'chayish, that they're going to shach both, that each one will shach it bo bayom. But when it's Erev Yomtiv, and a guy walks into your store of Yomtiv, they want to buy an animal, they want to shach it today.
Both of them. The mother,
both of them. Yeah. But if I sold, let's say I sold yesterday, I sold the mother yesterday.
Right. You don't have
I have to be chayish? Uh-oh, if I sold it to him yesterday, why did the guy buy it yesterday? Probably he wants to shecht it today,
no,
right?
To learn, no.
Because there's a very big chance he's shecht it already yesterday. Or maybe he's going to shecht it after Yom Tov is over.
But also, if Lifnei Meshur Sadin, he should do that.
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say. Yes, very good kash. Is there here a din Lifnei Meshur Sadin? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is a whole
thing.
No, it doesn't seem so. You're making trouble for someone else. You want to be machmir on yourself, gezuntheit. You want to go make trouble for someone else. Listen, either. I'm selling you an animal. I want to give you a guilty conscience. Go into Yom Kippur.
Well, the guy should have a gemach.
No, it doesn't
work
like that.
No,
you see, we live in a world of transparency. Everything has to be out in the open, Facebook, social media. You have to know every guy's dirty laundry, you have to hang up in public to see. It's so clear from Chazal, it's clear as day. They did not hold that everything you have to know. What you don't know is good for you. You don't have to know everything. So you see, I sell you the mother, I sell you the child. You don't know. That's adarabah, you're not supposed to know. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create people?
You don't make
why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make it that people have to sleep? Man is created ki bitzelem elokim baro es adam. Does Hashem sleep? He ney lo yonum velo yishon shemer Yisrael. If the Ribbono Shel Olam does not sleep, and man is created bitzelem elokim, so why does man sleep? Zulukasha? Hello, good kasha?
That's the teva.
Really teva.
Why did a
kosher
create a man?
Man is created with selling a location.
What does man eat? What does man do?
There's a concept that the Ribbono Shel Olam is oichal, the kerbonos. The kerbonos. Hashem does, he eats the kerbonos. There's a spiritual concept of achilas and mizbeach. The kerbonos. Achilas and mizbeach. The shechina. Eis min hashamayim. Okay, and then the sochim.
Why do we go to the bathroom?
What? Tzimtzum. That's very sure. It's infinite. Is infinite. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzum himself. There's also a parallel to that. But sleeping, there's no parallel. There's no such thing that the Baruch Hu he made lo yonum
velo
yishon shemisho. So why? The answer is because Hashem is telling men, even though you're in my image, Yakari, you're my image, you don't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. When a person is sleeping, he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
He can't be online watching the news and Steve Tusuk in China and North Korea. When you sleep, it's Hashem telling you, it's not your goal in this world to know everyone's business.
Yeah.
You're out.
At least a couple of hours.
You're out.
Not doing any
you're out.
Hopefully.
Oh, I can do a verse in your dreams also. Here's another halacha. Okay? Chas mamish, Purim is man, a school for chas and kala, for shidduchim, all those who need shidduchim. When they sell the mother to a chasan, you have a mother and a child.
Yeah.
Which one is a bigger animal? Which one is a good
the mother,
the mother, child. So you sell the mother to a chasan, a chasan walks into the store, or the shushpin of the chasan, they walk in, we want to buy something for the chasan. They give him the mother. V'yas habas lekala. Okay, it's not today Erev Yom Tov. It's Tamazoy, it's the middle of the winter, middle of the summer, and a guy walks in and says, I want to buy an animal, we're making a party for the chasan party, bachelor party. We're making a chasna for the, we want to celebrate with the chasan, shabrach for the chasan. And then 5 minutes later a guy walks in, I want to buy an animal for a kala. We're making a Shabbos kala. So then you have to be chayish, they're gonna shecht it today, hayoyim. And why does it say you sell the bas for the kala and you sell the aim for the mother? And the Gemara says because it's teaching the Chagav that people celebrate more for the chosan than they celebrate for the kala.
Those days, the
chosan
was more responsible.
Today, the kala has to pay. Even if it's not Erev Yom Tov, if it's the middle of the winter, middle of the summer. If it's the middle of the winter, middle of the summer, yeah, then someone walks into your shop and says, I want to go buy this animal. And then
you have to assume that day when they
ride, they're going to shut the boy by your
face, both of them
exactly
separately.
So
separately.
He has to stick his nose in their business and say,
correct.
Are you marrying?
No. If they tell him, no. If they happen to mention,
is that what it means?
Yes,
or
it does.
No,
that's what it means. If they tell them, if they ask someone's business, if they tell them, no, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Impossible. Possible. If they walk in, they happen to mention that we're buying this for a chassan, and the next 5 minutes later, someone a new party from another wedding.
Not 5 minutes later, 2 weeks later.
No, not 2 weeks later. Go by yom. What are you talking about?
No, it doesn't say it.
What are you talking about? 2 weeks later, no, there's no.
Even if the transaction takes place on different days, says it in my book.
You have a different shan, because you're saying this for the same part, the same chassan and kali saying.
I'm saying, yes.
Who says that pshat? Who says that pshat?
Art scroll.
What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi over here says, "Aval yeshol ein tzoch leidim moed Rabbi Yehuda al b'shalach zel yom zel mochar." I don't know who's saying a pshat. I don't know where they're getting that pshat from. They're saying you're saying a pshat. There is that we're dealing with the same chosn kala. Yeah,
right.
The same chosn kala, and they have separate seating. They have separate caterers. Right? The son is buying meat for the chassan, and someone's buying meat for the kala, a separate caterer.
You said one is buying it for the roof, one's buying
I'm sorry, two different weddings. No, I didn't say that. Two different weddings.
Yes.
There are two different weddings. One wedding at Teres Chaya, and one at Teres Chinka. Two different weddings. So this one is coming. Who's paying for the wedding at Teres Chaya? Who's buying? The chassan is buying at Teres Chaya. And the kala is coming for Teres Chinka. Two different chassans on the same day. Today's the chassan, two new places. You gotta tell them. If you're buying it for a chassan and kalos, obviously you're shechting it today, the chassan is today.
Yeah.
So you gotta go tell them. We're dealing with two different wedding parties happening bo bayom today. A chassan and a kala. It's completely separate. You're telling me a pshat that we're dealing with this chassan who's marrying the kala. It's one wedding. Why do you have to have two animals then? Why do you have two different caterers? One is buying for the chassan's family, one is buying, they don't trust the kashas already.
Yeah, I was thinking.
They're already fighting. Vaita in the Gemara. So then you have to tzarch lohaydiya. You said a pshat. It's a very nice pshat, but it doesn't say that Rashi.
Okay.
It doesn't say that Rashi. I have no problem with art school. I love art school. They're my best friend. Vaita biyadua. So then yeah.
Again.
Nechla. Biar boap rakim elu ma elu. The fnei porg ma mashchid nesa batabach baal karch nu halacha shavish shayla. You force the tabach to shech what he likes. Now you have an animal. The animal's worth $1,000, $1,000. A guy comes and they contract. A guy, okay, erev Pesach or erev Yom Tov, I'm going to shech the animal who wants to buy a piece of meat. And the guy, you get an advance.
Week before,
you get cheaper. Reserve early, you get a half price. A guy comes in, here's $1. I want a slice of turkey roll, $1. Okay?
Prime brisket.
I want a piece of corned beef. One slice.
I'll be coming in to pick it up.
That's the arrangement.
This is only if you prepay.
I want one big corned beef. I prepay exactly. So I gave him the money and the guy takes my money. Good.
So again, it says four times the shechita is a tevach.
You force the tevach. So it's a week before.
You force the shechita.
A week before Yom Tov. A week before Yom Tov. So I come and I say, yeah, I want one piece of corned beef. Slice of corned beef. And I give you $1. The animal is $1,000. And no one else buys. No one else reserves any piece of meat. And now it's Erev Yom Tov. Where is my slice of corned beef? You're the only buyer. I'll give you back your money.
No.
I want my one slice.
Right, so double. Shaita.
If I go and I shech the animal, it's going to be $1,000, $990 loss. You're the only customer. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go shech for you.
But he has to.
Too bad. You contracted. You took my dollar. I'm entitled to my slice of corned beef. You have to shech it whether you like it or not.
Barba Parakim is talking about before Yom Tov?
Before days, yeah, before Parakim. Barba Parakim, the following 4 days, Mashchitin, we force Es HaTabach. We force the butcher to slaughter the animal, Baal Karcha, whether he likes it or not.
Afilu
Shoshava Elef Dinarim. The animal is $1,000.
Right.
The Ein Lo La Lakech El Dinar. And the buyer only bought one dinar's worth of meat. Because then why did the seller do something so foolish? Because he thought he would get a lot of buyers.
Yeah, yeah.
But no one showed up Now what happens, let's say the animal died the day before, so therefore too bad for you, sorry buddy, no insurance. The animal died, you don't get your corned beef. It's your loss.
It's not even one person, it could be 100, it could be
right, exactly.
The buyers.
If everyone buys a piece of this animal and then the animal dies suddenly before
he doesn't have to pay.
No, that's it, because your loss, not my problem. It's your Muridik. Yeah, how you know that?
What did you say?
The filler flooded. Let's say it's not doing these four times of the year. It's not so. Then in the case, there's a different base. Therefore, you can't force them. You can't force the moicher to shach. So it's a two-way street. Since you can't force me to shach, so the money's a loan.
And if it dies?
And therefore, if it dies, so you get your money back.
The Kenyan don't apply over there.
Exactly.
So I don't understand. How does that
work? It may
how does that work?
Apply.
It's the stipulation. Yes, the Rabbanon, when it comes to Dine Mimoinois, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, they have the right to stipulate how the transactions work. And when it comes to Shoyim Yisashana, what? Because Erev Yom Tov, you need meat. They don't want people. They don't want people to be stuck. And when it comes the whole year round, they want to protect the meicher because they want there to be a healthy business. If you're going to go always favor the customer and you're not going to protect the meicher, then no one's going to want to go into the business. No one's going to the business. Not going to need meat in the market. There has to be balance. That's the key to life. Balance.
It doesn't say which
favor the seller.
It doesn't say which four times of the year.
If you want to meet in the market,
you do favor the seller
only during the year. Not
during the year. There has to be a balance. Everything in life is about a balance.
Shikul.
It doesn't say which four times a year.
The same we mentioned before. The seller four times a year. Erev. Ashmini Atzeres, Erev Shulis, Erev Rashana. Yeah, these were prokim.
Sorry.
Okay, Vaita. Autonomy of the Brahsim, let's even tell him, Holoch Vashach, Vaina Nimna. If the Smoicher, you buy an animal, Erev Yom Tov, don't ask, don't tell. I buy an animal, Erev Yom Tov from the Moicher. The Moicher did not tell me if he sold the mother. Do I need to be Chayesh that the mother was sold? Yeah? Hello, yeah?
I'm listening.
No, you don't. You don't need to be chayish. If the moicher did not tell me that I sold the child or the mother, I don't need to be concerned, to be paranoid. Right. Maybe he forgot. Right. Maybe he forgot. When is it going to be so? Maybe Rashi says Yom Shah. No, Rashi doesn't say Yom Pshat either. I'm sorry. Not here at least. Maybe another tomorrow. If you tell me the Pshat, because you're looking at the article, you take possession of the Pshat. And therefore, you are responsible. You're going to get it. You're going to get it from me. Like I gave it to him today.
No.
He came around to agree with me. I'm waiting for you to come around to agree
with
me. It's
different.
It's more common. Today, the Kala, it's 50-50. No more. It's universally accepted kamat that it's 50-50, right? Isn't that
it depends.
I don't know. Vita. Yeah. It depends on the way also. There's no Mashiach. In the Chanan twins, because Shemayi did the Mashiach. Oh, Yachim was safe. I will show you what's on in a cane. Little different base, Miss Lemaycha, but it's not Homashach. Oh, my Shul by Yisak, Ilam Shaloy Mashach. We're going to Zichlai the Ache, who's a third party.
Why don't we just come on to what Jesus said before about Bezin?
Oh, the Gemara says better. Bezda, the Gemara doesn't like. That's a very cop-out. To say that is a cop-out because Bezda doesn't like to get involved unless they're very desperate. Here's a much better answer. I the Acher. And now we apply the principle. Zochin la'adam shalom b'fanavayu shalom zochin. All this is chus l'chayva. Much better answer. Uche goyin shazich lo'al di Acher ba'ar b'prak me'il b'zchus hu lo'ay zochin la'adam shalom b'fanav. B'shoyim ba'is ha'shan d'chayvu lo'ay ein chav lo'al shalom v'al shanav. Me'er b'lo'az o'am b'yochna ba'ar b'prak me'il ha'am b'yocham d'vay ma'al d'vay din t'ayra. Because I give you money, I don't do Mashiach, and then there's a fire in the middle of the night. So the Meicher says, what do I care? No loss to me, I already sold it. In order that he should care, it's not a king to this Mashiach. Okay, we learned something, Kendall. Yeah. Was Kedai?
I can't find the word. Please just read this sentence over here.
It's Machlokes the Gemara. Okay, the first mission Machlokes the part by Chaya. And Machlokes was totally Chaya the Chlal.
I just remember that there was a Chumra by Chaya that you don't have by Behema.
It's a Machlokes in the Mishnah. He's from the Rambam. The Rambam was passing the Kul to only by Behema by Chaya. It's Machlokes in the Gemara.
Online.